You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and Ted Dameron gets us started.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Well, it's been a while, hasn't it? Hear anything you like? Let's go to the top, and we'll run our way through them here. We started out with Tad Dameron, 14-piece big band here, from March 1962 on a misty night. Package on the Riverside label called The Magic Touch. Did I say March 1962? Joe Wilder, Ernie Royal, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland, Britt Woodman on trombones, Julius Watkins, flugelhorn, Leo Wright, Jerry Dajan on altos, Johnny Griffin and Jerome Richardson on tenors, Tate Houston, baritone, Bill Evans, piano, George DeVivier, bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Again, Tad Dameron on A Misty Night. Then we listened to Art Tatum appearing live at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles back in April 1949. How High the Moon, issued on the Columbia label on their series called Just Jazz. That was Just Jazz number 16. Again, Art Tatum and How High the Moon. Then we listened to Stan Getz, recorded in Stockholm with a Swedish band on the Metronome label from March 1951. I have to spell this. This is Schoolboys, but it's S apostrophe Cool Boys with Stan Getz and the band. Then we listened to Three by Miles Davis. These are all early Miles. We started in June of 1955, and I didn't. Miles was there on trumpet, Red Garland piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. That was on the Prestige label. Then from that same session, grabbed another side called Green Haze. Again, Miles, Red Garland, Oscar Pettiford, Philly Joe Jones. We had a third title there by Miles from April 1954, Blues and Boogie. Miles Davis Sextet was the name of the package on Prestige. Miles Davis trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Lucky Thompson tenor, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath bass, Kenny Clark the drums. And we wrapped it up with Bill Evans captured live at the Village Vanguard in June of 1961, the classic trio there. Bill Evans piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Motian on the drums, and My Foolish Heart. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. I'm Steve. Our timeline here is roughly 1944 through 1964. Let's call on John Coltrane. This is during the days that Coltrane was recording for the Prestige label. This is an extended piece from May of 1958. John is here on tenor, Donald Byrd trumpet, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on the drums. As I said, this is an extended piece. It's called Sweet Sapphire Blues, John Coltrane. Thank you. Like I said, John Coltrane at length, almost 19 minutes worth of Coltrane. From May of 1958, a thing called Sweet Sapphire Blues. A package on the Prestige label, it's called Black Pearls. Along with John Coltrane on tenor, we had Donald Byrd on trumpet, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor. That was a nice solo there towards the end by Art. Once again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve, and we're here each and every week at this same time. Our timeline here is roughly 1944 through 1964. To wrap things up this week, let's call on Don Byas I don't know if you ever catch the blues show, but I think this was on the Soul Breakfast this week. So if you get a chance, you can find it there as well. This was cut at a time when Don Byas was living in Paris, and this is done with all foreign musicians, cut in Paris, I think it was the Metronome label, in April of 1951. It's his rendition of Night and Day, and we'll see you next time around.
Mm-hmm.